Hello and welcome to Music and Mind with me, Lee Alexandra. Well, quite a bit of time, a few months actually, have passed since I recorded an episode last, and that's because there's been loads going on, but I'm here to fill you in on what that is. So stay with me to find out more. Well, hi! It's so nice to be back. I can't believe, really, that a few months have passed since I've had the opportunity to record a podcast episode. And that's just because I have been so busy getting ready to come up to Aberystwyth to start rehearsals for my very first professional theatre role and contract. Oh my gosh, how exciting. If you follow me on social media, you'll already know that news and how that's going. But if you don't, then welcome to my podcast, Music and Mind. I'm Lee Alexandra. And yes, for the past week, I've been up here in Aberystwyth in the first week of rehearsals for a brand new theatre production for children called Jemima with Arad Goch Theatre Company. Oh my gosh, I feel so lucky right now. Honestly, I have just been so inspired over the past week by the company that I'm in, by the people I'm working for and with, and I'm just surrounded by this wonderful energy that's just allowed me to reflect on what it is that I've been aiming for my whole life. And it's brought the question up to me, which I just haven't been able to stop thinking about this week, of what is the best? What is your best? What is my best? What does the word best even mean? Okay, we all know that people define the best as someone or something that is the fastest car, the fastest runner, the person who sings the highest or the lowest, the person that achieves most results or gets the highest score in something or wins something, a race or a job or whatever, whatever. Do you get me? And what if we've actually been thinking of that word, the best, to be the best, as the wrong thing our whole lives? All of my life, all our lives, we are made to believe, since being little children and since the first memories are formed, we're encouraged by society, by family, by education, by anybody who can, to be the best. To strive to be the best. And the best is often described, as I just said, as being at the top or at the prime, being the fastest or the richest. Do you get where I'm going with that? And with that belief, which I believe to be false, but with that belief comes ego. With that belief comes competition, sometimes jealousy, often jealousy. Comparing yourselves with people. And that brings fear. That brings doubt. It brings anxiety. It brings an element of reflection that can be negative, because you think that you have to be something that you're not in order to succeed. To be the best at something, you think that you have to do better than someone else, or that somebody else needs to fail as a result or to allow you to succeed. And that is not true. What if we were wrong all along? And what if people, in fact, think that the best, being the best, is actually the worst thing that could happen to them? Well, I've spent a whole week, as I just said, with Arad Goch and the most incredible team of actors and people. And what's been so special about it is that I've been able to be in a safe space, a safe, creative, encouraging environment for honestly the first time that I can remember in a very long time. And that's really special. We've had so much fun. It feels so supportive. The environment feels positive and utterly magical. And to be totally honest with you, slightly overwhelming. But overwhelming in a wonderful way, because it's opened my eyes to the fact that the best is, in fact, when you are sharing positivity and you are sharing change and creation with others. For me, being able to work in that collaborative way where we are one is just so powerful and is so beneficial to me. Somebody once told me, a really great tutor once told me, that acting is being truthful in any given moment. And I think that the best is being truthful in any given moment. If we can't be true to ourselves, if we can't be authentic and believable and genuine in any moment, in all moments, however much we can, then what else can we be? And so I feel like my mind has really been freed just in 1 week. I'm obviously in a really beautiful part of the world. I'm in Aberystwyth. I'm by the sea. It's absolutely wonderful. And I'm making the most of every moment. But I'd really like to encourage you, wherever you are right now, if you can relate to this in any way, if you've been seeking something, if you've been looking to be the best at what you do, or if you think that to be the best and to succeed, that you actually have to compete with other people, then I'm sorry to tell you, but you're wrong. I think you're wrong, because nobody has to compete with anybody else to be successful in life. I'm going to say that again. Nobody needs to compete with anybody else to be successful and happy in life. Wow. How amazing would it be if we were able to stop competing with each other and to just be the best, and that we redefine what that means. Well, I hope to take you along on this journey. I'm on tour. I will be on tour for about 8 weeks, but first of all, we have a 4-week rehearsal period, and tomorrow marks day 1 of the second week of that rehearsal period. And I will keep you with me on this journey, because I'm just so excited to be here. So thanks for listening. And if you can, think about what your best is. What is your best? What does that mean to you? And what do you get out of being truthful to yourself? Okay, have a great day, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.